You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined in the studio this morning by Murray State's Telecommunications Systems Management Program Coordinator, Annie Vandiver. Annie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're here to tell us about the AT&T golf event coming up on Thursday, September 11th. And we were talking before we went on the air, this is about the eighth event?
Yes, the eighth year.
So what's on the docket for this year?
Well, this year we will start at 9 o'clock, and that's with the golf instruction. Will Snodgrass, the director of golf at Miller Memorial Golf Course, leads the women in some golf instruction, putting and driving, and just teaching them the basics. And then we practice on the course for a little bit. After that, we have lunch, and we're joined by some guest speakers. And then in the afternoon, we have competitions, putting competitions and craziest driver competitions. And then we set them women loose for a nine-hole golf scramble. So it's just a fun event for women to get together and network and just a day away from the office.
Why was golf chosen as the event to center everything around?
Well, the idea behind it was a lot of business takes place on the golf course, just whether it's informal conversation or a more formal setting. But the idea was that a lot of women, not all, but a lot of women don't know how to golf. So to get
a lot of men don't know how to golf.
Well, right. to get the women out there and kind of teach them that skill and allow them to network would be a great opportunity. And it's proved true.
And, of course, a big part of the day is the AT&T Women in Telecom Scholarship. Can you tell us how many people will be receiving the scholarship and about how much the individual awards are?
This year, two women in our Telecommunication Systems Management Program will receive the scholarship. Each scholarship is for $1,500. So the money that we raise during the event from whole sponsorships go towards the scholarship fund.
And again, explain how the event actually raises money. They're asking for a $50 donation for every participant in the event, and that helps to fund the scholarship, right?
Right. Women can join us for a $50. We ask for a $50 donation. That is not required, but we do ask for that. All Murray State students, faculty, staff are welcome to come for free. And companies can donate $175, and that gets them a whole sponsorship, but then that also allows them to bring a team of women, so four women, to the event. So we have eight whole sponsors right now, and we have a lot of women signed up for the event. Normally, we expect around 50 women.
And that's about what you're going to expect this year?
Yes, we hope so.
Well, tell us about the TSM program. As we know, technology is expanding each and every day, and there are a lot of exciting things that the graduates of this program are doing, not necessarily regionally, but nationally.
Right. Murray State's Program of Distinction in TSM is an interdisciplinary program. So our graduates have both the technical skills, but also have the business background, which allows them to go into various career opportunities. Just this year, we have graduates at Microsoft in Texas, Amazon, Adtran, which is in Huntsville, Alabama, CSI, of course. They're a huge supporter of our program, and they employ numerous TSM graduates. And DevSource, which is also a local company, employs some of our graduates as well.
You said that perhaps an offshoot of the AT&T Women in Telecom Golf Day would be networking among people who are based locally and perhaps keeping some of these talented graduates around here.
Right. We would love to have our TSM students stay around here. The local IT workforce, we need those people. And so for these women in our program to come out and network with some local companies is a great opportunity. And hopefully we can get them to stay here and work for our companies and help our community continue to grow.
And another part of the day would be guest speakers. Can you tell us who you expect to have and who you know you're going to have?
Well, this year we will have a keynote speaker, but we will also be joined by some of our Murray State TSM students, and more particularly, Marcia Combs Ford. She is a lecturer in the TSM program, and she recently developed a service learning project a study abroad project for the TSM program to Belize. And it was the first service learning project for our program. And she worked very hard and took 12 students to Belize. And so she'll be joining us to discuss the program and all the things that we're involved in, but also all the great things that our students did while they were in Belize.
I assume you're still taking corporate sponsorships of holes at this point.
Of course. We will take corporate sponsorships, and we'd love for anyone to sign up to attend the event. They can contact me, or they can go to our website, www.murraystate.edu/TSM/CTSM. So it's a long one.
We're talking about the AT&T Women in Telecom Golf Day. It's coming up on Thursday, September 11th at Murray State's Miller Memorial Golf Course. Amy Vandiver is Murray State's Telecommunications Systems Management Program Coordinator. Annie, thanks so much for taking some time with me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.